Good evening and welcome to this service in the style of Taizé, a community in France that has been dedicated since during World War II to being hospitable and welcoming refugees and young people from all over the world. This is a style of worship that they use there to help themselves do this difficult work that they do of spreading the gospel, and in a time now of a lot of various things going on. This service is a little different if you're new. Those of you online may find it somewhat mystifying if you're not used to it, but we repeat the musical selection over and over to quiet the mind that we have that normally during the day is very busy, giving us orders and criticizing us and doing all sorts of things that get in the way of us being in tune with God. So that's why we do that. There's no set number of repetitions. I noticed that when I made out the program, there are a lot of them that are listed in Latin. We will be singing in Latin, but you may sing in English at the same time. That is perfectly fine. It's important that you sing and not be worried about the words or the pronunciation. So enjoy singing whichever language suits you the best. Later on in the service, we'll have a section where you are asked to, or invited actually, to have time for healing. And if you want to, you can now go get some oil. You can use olive oil or some sort of coconut oil, whatever kind of oil you have at hand. You can moisten a cotton ball or a even a Q-tip. You could put it in a slight bowl, just so that you have something to do the anointing with when it comes to that part, and I will give you further instructions. A word about the readings today. They're about the kingdom of God. Jesus talked a lot about the kingdom of God, and people kept trying to figure out what he was talking about, and we're still trying to figure that out. But Doug will be reading from Luke, and I will read from the Gospel of Thomas, which is not in our scripture, but was discovered in the last century. And it is translated by Lynn Bauman. And in that particular book, it's a book of sayings. It's like someone just took notes at what Jesus was saying and wrote down his sayings. Some of them are quite strange. They're not the ones in the canon, the scriptural canon. And Bauman translates Jesus' Hebrew name into Yeshua. So it starts that way. So I just wanted you to be aware that both of these passages are about the kingdom of God. Let us worship.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Once Jesus was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God was coming, and he answered, "The kingdom of God is not coming with things that can be observed, nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is.' For in fact, the kingdom of God is among and within you."
Yeshua says, "If your spiritual guides say to you, 'Look, the divine realm is in the sky,' well, then the birds will get there ahead of you. If they say, 'It is in the sea,' then the fish will precede you. No, divine reality exists inside and all around you. Only when you come to know your true self will you be fully known, realizing at last that you are a child of the living one. If, however, you never come to know who you truly are, you are a poverty-stricken being, and it is your small self that lies impoverished." The Christian Church of the East and others have talked much about having to put the mind in the heart before we can see rightly. The mind has its important function, but it is the heart that is the way we see truth. So this meditation is designed to help you do that. So find a comfortable way of sitting. You might be on the floor, you might be in a chair. And just notice how the floor or the chair is supporting you. Notice those bones at the bottom of your torso called the sit bones. Notice that they are resting on your support. We don't have to do anything. We just rest. And then bring your awareness to your breath. You don't have to change it. You just notice it, how it comes in and out over and over again all through our lives. And then bring your awareness to a place that's right in the center of your forehead, right above your nose and between your eyebrows, which is often called the wisdom seat or the sixth chakra in the East. And if you imagine that you follow that spot back into the center of your head between your ears and behind your eyes, you will be over the place where the spine connects with the head. And we're going to use the seven vertebrae of the neck as stepping stones into the chest. So we're taking the wisdom seat, the mind, down these steps into the heart. So we do step one, step two, step three, step four, step five, step six, step seven. And now we're ready to enter the chest area where the physical heart is. The heart space is much larger. It extends about 3 feet in all directions from our physical heart. Now that the mind is joined with the heart, we have wise compassion and compassionate wisdom. And in this space is everyone that you've ever known and loved or will know and love. God is there. Your divine self is there. This is the still point from which all of the beauty of spirituality arises. So in the silence that follows, we're going to take about 10 minutes of silence. Your mind will, of course, rebel and offer up all sorts of thoughts. Just do as we do in centering prayer. Just don't resist them. Just let them go. But don't hold on to them, and don't react to them. Don't berate yourself for even having those thoughts. That's not the point. The point is just to keep letting go. Keep letting go. And at the end of the 10 minutes, then we will have the Lord's Prayer. When Jesus' disciples asked him to teach them to pray, he taught them these words: "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen." We come now to the point where we are invited to ask for healing prayers for ourselves, for someone else, for a world situation. There are lots of world situations that could use prayer. In the Epistle of James, there is an instruction that you have there on your program about having the elders come and pray for you. And in pre-pandemic times, we had a place here at the rail where you could come and someone would anoint you with oil and pray for you, which is a really lovely thing to have. But right now, we're doing it without that. So when you have decided what you want to ask God for, and healing comes in many guises. Sometimes it comes as curing, where the symptoms go away. But even death can be the final healing. So we pray for what we want, and then we use Jesus' model in the Garden of Gethsemane, and we also say, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." So when you have done your prayer, you can dip your finger into the oil or the moistened cotton, and you can use a vertical stroke for the name of the Father. Dip it again, horizontal, the name of the Son. And then what I do is just touch the center for the Holy Spirit. It's a ritual that is time-honored for helping us seal and experience bodily the effect of that prayer. So we will be singing during this time, and I hope you will join us when you are not actually in prayer.
Thank you.
Now, as we close, receive this blessing. Go out into the world knowing that you are never alone. The Spirit of God now dwells in your hearts, and goes with you everywhere you go. You have only but to call on it, and it is there. Go and bring peace to a hurting world, to your friends and your neighbors, just by being in touch with the peace that dwells in your hearts. In Jesus' name, go in peace.